Number two, transit.
From the Director Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report providing an update on driver safety shields. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Juno.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. As Ms. Meeps stated, this is an informational report on operator shields. We have two programs going within this shield implementation. One is factory installed on new buses. We currently have 55 shields on new buses that were delivered this year of our fleet. We will have 35 more starting with next year's receipt of new buses. So that'll be 90 buses with factory installed shields. They're done by New Flyer, and there's a 2-year warranty on parts and labor. The other program, which was just completed as far as the bid process, it was awarded to Bentec, and they are going to be providing us 326 shields that we're going to retrofit in our existing fleet. A little bit of a difference in the buses, but basically the design is very, very similar. The components is very, very similar. That will be a 1-year parts warranty because we worked out something with Local 998, and their mechanics are going to be installing these shields. So the cost for the shields from this retrofit program was $599,000. The budgeted for this was $745,000. We anticipate coming in under budget when we're done with the installation.
Excellent. Any comments or questions from the committee? Supervisor Washon and Supervisor Bukowski.
I'm fine. I have no comments at this time.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mr. Juno, you know, and I don't know, is there anybody here from Local 998? I don't think so.
They don't come anymore. Come on, sir.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's important because many times in the past, 998, and rightfully so, has come before this committee and complained about the lack of cooperation with MTS management, okay? And I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that this has been a collaboration, that it has worked between both 998 and management. I want to thank you for that agreement and relationship. I hope that it's continues. But it needs to be mentioned that I think many of us that have been around a while and have heard from them, heard from 998, and they've had some issues. And I'm glad to see that we're in lockstep. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just question, the 326 shields were part of a 2013 capital project, and there was some delay because of the RFP appeal and whatnot. How far behind is the project because of all that?
Well, we had anticipated on having them installed by the end of this year, so I would say once we receive the shields, it would probably take 2 to 3 months to get them installed, so probably about 3 months behind.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Jersey.
Well, I appreciate Supervisor Borkowski's comments, and I just want to I want to appreciate both the MCTS management and the union for saving approximately $150,000 on that budgeted item. That's appreciated. And I think we should just mention that. Thank you.
I want to thank the committee for being staying on their derrieres for making sure we get it happen. Thank you, committee.
All right.
Mr. Juno, anything else?
Thank you.
No, sir. No, Mr. Chair.
All right. Information, would you like to receive, place on file, or would you like to do with this?
Fine.
Supervisor Washon and Supervisor Jersey have moved to receive, place on file. Thank you. Clerk, call the roll.
Washon?
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
Now we're going to...